شوفين الزمن الساعتين و17
The time right now is 1:17.
لكن الوقت الجديد هسه الساعة 1:17.
To adjust your time back, please. The time has changed back to 1 hour backward. Hallelujah. God that keeps
force.
The God keeps a covenant of love. To a thousand generations, to those who love him and keep his commandments. That is why today we are talking about God of mercy. Our God is a God of mercy. Is a God that wants you and I to always show mercy. See, when I was looking the story in the book of Jonah, please. In the book of Jonah, chapter 4, from verse 1. And the Bible says, but Jonah was greatly displeased and became angry. In the next verse, he said, what? In verse 2, he prays to the Lord, O Lord, is this not what I said when I was still at home? That is why I was so quick to flee to Tarshish. I knew that you are a gracious and a compassionate God, slow to anger and abundant in love, a God who relents from sending calamity. In verse 3 says, God, now, O Lord, take away my life, for it is better for me to die than to live. Hallelujah. Look at verse 4. Verse 1 says, for the Lord replied, Have you any right to be angry?
والآن يا الله أميتني فأنا أفضل الموت على الحياة. قال الله أيحق لك أن تندم لعني لم أحرق هؤلاء الناس. فربنا هنا سائل قال له هل يعني يحق لك أنت يونان أن تندم عشان ما أنا
take my life.
فيونان كان زي لدرجة قال ربنا أنت شيل حياتي.
take my life. I know you, God. I know who you are. That is why I ran away. Because I know you will forgive. I know you will show mercy. And I don't want you to show mercy. I want you to destroy them. But I know you will show mercy. Do you know that the way you think is not what God thinks? Do you know the way you act is not the way God will act? Do you know that you don't deserve mercy? Jonah said, I know you, I know you. Do you know God? I know you.
You are
God that shows mercy. That is why I ran away. That is why I don't want to go with the message. That is why I don't want those people to leave. I just want them to die. Just the way you are thinking right now. Why will you let my enemy live? Let them die. Let car come from nowhere and just kill them. Let a car come from nowhere and kill them out.
But
God is God. And he said to him, God replied to him. God spoke to him. Do you have any right to be angry? Do you have any right to be angry? And the Bible says, and Jonah left the Lord and walked away. Beloved in the house, I am here to tell you one thing today. That is God, the God of mercy. Is a God of mercy. Is a loving Father. He will not strike you. He will give you the opportunity to come back home. See in the book of Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. From verse 12 and 13. It says, therefore, as God chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Hallelujah.
So when you the Abna of Tarino at the scene or Kippin, Minallah, so Ashapa, Wulud, Wattawano, Wulula, was so. But they had them in Akakuma and Akar, Wulay Same at the Kuma and Akar. Hey, you will have Shapwa and Akar for Kamasama Kumarab the Saka, the Same at the Kuma and Akar.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is good. Look at the next verse, please. The next verse said what? He said, bear with each other and forgive whatever goodness you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Children of God in the house.
Yeah.
The youth in the house.
Shabbat.
Teenagers in the house. My mothers and fathers in the house. Are you genuinely born again Christian? Are you a child of God? If the answer is yes, why can't you still forgive that person? Why can't you show mercy to that person? Being a child of God is not enough. But doing what a child of God will do, that is what is required. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Inside God, bear with each other.
You could can you phone via Philip?
Bear with each other.
That
is what forgive each other.
Hallelujah.
We don't deserve his mercy. We don't deserve the mercies of God. But he still shows mercy. Even when we spat in his face, he still shows us mercy. Even when we say bad about his name, he still shows us mercy. Even when we did what is sinful before him, he still shows mercy. He did not allow his anger to burn against us. But rather, he showed us mercy. See, in the book of Hebrews, in the book of Exodus, chapter 34, verse 6 of it, it says, and he passed in front of Moses, proclaimed the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger abundance in love and faithfulness. He passes actually in front of Moses.
So mamara Allah min amamahu wa huwa yawlin ma'ayadi. Yahwa yahwa ila alun nasi. Badi awgadab rahmatahu wa wafa'u aziman. Yahfaz al-amana li'al-uluf wal-aidiyal. Wa yakfir al-zunub wal-mahsiyya wal-khati'a. Lakinnahu la yalqi al-hukuba. بل يحسب خطايا الآباء على أبنائهم وأحفادهم وأحفاد أبنائهم.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says what?
He
called Moses.
He
told Moses. The Lord. The Lord. He mentioned him twice. He said, I am compassionate. I am gracious. I am slow to anger. I am full of abundant love. And I am faithful. This is the God that you and I serve.
He
is a God of mercy.
He
is a God that shows compassion.
He
is a God that forgives our stupidity.
He
is a God that never looks on what we are or what we have done. Even when he proclaimed judgment on Adam and Eve, he still made the second plan on how to bring them back home. When they sin against God, he didn't drive them out of the garden naked. He gave them a cloth. He clothed them. And when they left the Garden of Eden, he came and died for Adam and Eve again. He came in the place of Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, for as many that believe in
him,
for as many that believe in the name of the Son Jesus Christ, they are saved. I don't know if you understand what I'm talking about today. All I'm telling you tonight, today is this. God is a merciful God. He needs you to come back home. In the book of Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16. The Bible says, let us approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in times of need. I will show you mercy. I will forgive your sins. I will cleanse everything. Just come home. You just come home. He's merciful. He's a merciful God. In the book of James, chapter 2, verse 18. James, sir. Chapter 2, verse 13. He said, because judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful. Whoever refused to show mercy, he too will not show you mercy. That is why he said, when you forgive, I will forgive you. like what we taught in the Sunday school today. Peter said, Peter, how long can I forgive? Seven times? He said no. 70 times 7. Which is 490 times.
And who are
490. Time you should forgive. 490. That you must forgive. Yes. You keep forgiving. Keep showing mercy. Jonah said, I know you. Hallelujah. Jonah knew who God is. I know you. That is why I ran away. Just kill me. Just kill me. And did God kill him? No. He's a merciful God. Say, I know you're just a baby. You don't understand. Do you know what happened to Jonah? After he got so angry, he walked away from the presence of God. The sun was so hot, so he sat down waiting to die. What did God do? He grew a plant on top of him. Hallelujah. This God is too merciful. And the Bible says, and Jonah said, he relaxed. He forget about dying. He slept under the shade of the tree. And God allowed him to sleep. And what did God do? He brought an ant. Eat the tree. And kill the tree. And immediately the tree died. And Jonah felt the sun again. And he stand up, God, why? Can't you spare us only just one leaf? What is wrong with you, God? And God said, oh, you are complaining now. Now, listen very tight to you. I plant the tree. You didn't plant the tree. I broke the law of growth. I plant today, it grow today, it pick up today. And I kill it today. And you're complaining. What about thousands of people? They're crying right now, saying, so many mercy. I show you mercy. Children of God, God's ways are not your ways. If you pray for your enemy to die, let me tell you one good thing, one good news. They will not die. They will live long. Not only long, they will buy a house. They will invite to come and share with them. They will buy a car. They will carry you still walking on your feet. Hallelujah. And guess what happened? They will even invite you, please come and pray for my car. These are the people you want them to die. They will not die. Children of God, show mercy. Show mercy. That is what is required. in book of Joel chapter 2. Joel chapter 2 verse
13.
He says, render your heart and not your garment. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to get anger, abundant in love, and he will relent from sending. Jeremiah 3 verse 12. The Bible says what? God proclaimed this message towards the north. Return, faithless Israel. Declare the Lord, I will fawn on you no longer. For I am merciful. Declare the Lord, I will not get angry forever.
So, Jeremiah, the last God, not sure we is happy Hermia, Wanar, the Hazard Elimat, Nahoshiman, Boku. If they are you to have noted Israel, you put a law. Lan Hanzo in a perhaps, Lan near him, you put a law. Lan have done the inhabitant.
Understand this very one thing.
And I let him that Ham Hayawahi.
God is merciful to all.
Him Rabbana, who are Rahim, Lena Hulana.
Mama. Even could you,
Yaume had that could you,
God is merciful to them.
Rabbi Abu Huara Himba,
the one that killed, let me tell you a small story. A woman killed her mother. She killed her children. All in the name to get power. She killed 99 pastors that tried to change her. But guess what happened? When God will change her, she is now a pastor, an evangelist. What about the people that she has killed? The people she killed. Her mother that she killed, her child that she put in a mortar and pound with nuts. The pastors that she killed, what happened to all of them? But who is she right now? She is going place and place talking about Jesus. The Bible says all things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. If I am God, I will kill that woman.
No, yani who can rabana who be able to learn more than that?
But God said, no, I can kill her. Because I want to use her for me at the same time. That is why I tell you, if you pray for your enemy to die, they will live long. Because God did not create hellfire for them. Hellfire was created for the devil and his angels. But for all these children, he wanted them to come back
home.
So he is God of mercy. He shows mercy to everybody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is good. God is good. So what is required from you as a child? What is required to enjoy the mercies of God? Number one, always show mercy to others. Always. Even though they don't deserve, show them mercy. That your daughter show her mercy. That your son show him mercy. That your neighbor, show him mercy. The land of Egypt, show them mercy. Even though they kill you, show them mercy. I'll tell you something that happened. They invited me to come and preach in Upper Egypt. I went. On our way going, the car stopped in the middle of the road. We all came down and we're pushing the car. I took my mobile and I put it in my jacket. And they are telling me, push the car, push the car. As I was pushing the car, the Egyptian lady put her hand in my pocket. Almost woman. She's an old lady. Took my mobile. Immediately, took another bus. And they left. I was thinking, because I saw the hand, I thought it was my daughter that we're going together. So when we came there, I said, daughter, where's my phone? He said, I didn't take your phone. I said, but I saw you taking my phone. He said, no, I didn't come to your pocket. To cut the story short, on my phone, I have a GPS.
GPS.
I can track my phone. So I track my phone. I am here. And the phone is like in higher lashes. And they said, let's go. I'm about to preach the message. The police said, just call the police. We are going to arrest her. And the Lord said, what do you want to preach to your daughter? Forget about the phone.
Answer on the telephone.
The people, they said, no, I said, if I call the police now, they will arrest her. She's an old lady with an old husband. Maybe they don't have food. That's why they stole my phone. Let the phone go. You were looking at me. I said, yes. He said what? Show mercy. Even though they don't deserve the mercy. Even though they deserve to die. Show them mercy. Children of God, I let go of the mobile phone. Am I not living? I'm still living. How much is a fool? They might arrest her. They might beat her. They might put her in jail for 1 year. Or I don't know how long. Because the police said, we know that people. We know the both of them. They are thieves. We are going to arrest them. Before we arrest them, go to the police and write a case about them. But Jesus said,
forgive.
Children of God, show mercy. To enjoy the blessings of God, always show mercy. Number two, be willing to forgive at all times. If you don't forgive, you will be the one that will suffer the problem. Because the person doesn't know that you are putting him in your heart. Be willing to always forgive. Be willing to always forgive. The last but not least. God showed you mercy first. Hallelujah. God is good. See in the book of First Timothy chapter 1 verse 16. First Timothy chapter 1 verse 16. It says, for that very reason, I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus, might display his unlimited patience as an example of those who will believe on me and receive eternal life.
Like in the name of him that has a sovereign God, because you may not receive Yeshua, is the damn holy and a Aswa and Buddha. Come in, Subrahu, what you are going to be, Masalan, when the Zina say on Muna be. مستقبلا لينالوا الحياة الأبدية.
Hallelujah. Is it? But for that very reason.
يقول لكن السبب.
You.
أنا وأنت.
Me.
أنا وأنت.
The shoulders.
As to our ويرلينا الرحمة.
So that we that we are the worst sinners.
I said إن الأسوأ الخطاة.
Christ Jesus might display his unlimited love for us.
Inno al Masih Yeshua yibayin sudrahu al kamil aw mahabbatu al kamil.
He is the merciful God.
Huwa ilah rahim.
Beloved, God is merciful.
Ya ibai rabbana huwa.
As we stand upon our feet to pray, I want us to quickly open our Bible and look up the Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 31. Verse 31. From 30 and 31, it says, what? When you are in distress, and all this has happened to you, then in the latter days, you will return to the Lord your God and obey him. In the next verse, what? When you beg for the Lord your God, is what's that? He's merciful. He's a merciful God. He will not abandon or destroy you or forget the covenant with your fathers, which he confirmed to them by oath. Hallelujah.
وضحت اسلوبهم كل هذه الامور في المستقبل حينئذ ستعودون الى الهكم وتدينونه ولعل الهكم اله رحيم فانه لن يترككم ولن يحملكم او يهلككم ولن ينسى العهد الذي اقسم
He wants to bless you. He wants to keep you. All you and I need to do. Allow him. Show mercy. I want us to rise upon our feet. As we talk to God and pray. I want you to talk to your father. And say to him. I don't deserve your mercy. I don't deserve your mercy. But you showed me mercy. Help me, God, to show mercy as well. I don't know who has hurt you in one way or the other. I don't know who has said bad words against you. And it has hurt you deeply and it's hard for you to forgive. Why don't you say to your father today, you showed me mercy. The worst sinner ever. Help me today to show mercy. That people that hurt you begin to tell God to give you the grace to forgive them. I want you to open your mouth and begin to talk to your father. Remember this very important part. If you don't show mercy, he will not show you mercy. If you don't forgive, he will not forgive you. Go before your father and ask him to show you mercy. And tell him to give you the grace to forgive. Open your mouth and begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Our Father and our God, we come to you. Lord Jesus, you showed us mercy. Even though we don't deserve that mercy, we are the most sinful human beings on earth. Our hands are dirty. Our thoughts are unclean. Our ways are unclean. But you choose to show us mercy, regardless of all we have done, regardless of what we've done, Lord Almighty. We come to you today as people of unclean lips and say, Father, help me to show mercy. I want to forgive that brother that has said bad about me. I want to forgive that sister that has lied over my life. Father, I forgive them all in the name of Jesus. My God, my Lord, I forgive them from the depths of my heart. Help me, Lord Jesus, not to remember the things they have done. Help me, Lord Jesus, not to remember the lie they have lied. Help me, O God, not to remember the wrong, the insult they have laid on me. Help me to forgive, O God. Help me, O Lord, not to remember that which they have said. Help your church today not to remember the things they have done to them, that's hurt them, that's crushed their spirit. In the name of Jesus, I pray the ability to forgive from the depth of their heart, give unto your people. In the name of Jesus, thank you, our Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Our God and our Lord, your ways are not our ways. Your word says, as high is the heaven from the earth, so your ways are higher than our ways, and your thoughts higher than our thoughts. Lord, the way we think is not the way you think. We wish people to die, but you wish people to live and return back to you. My Father, my God, I pray, we don't deserve mercy. We are the most sinful nature. Our heart is desperately evil. But Lord, Jesus, you showed us mercy. Regardless of who we are, I pray tonight that you will have your way, O God, in our life to forgive those that hurt us. In the name of Jesus, many have said bad about us. Many have lied over our life. Lord, even though it's hurting, we could see them, we could hear them. But Lord, your word says, forgive. Forgive as I have forgiven you. Lord Jesus, today, as a church, we forgive, O God, all those that hurt us in one way or the other, in the name of Jesus. From the depth of our hearts, we forgive. Lord, show us mercy as we show them mercy. Father, we thank you because you are a good God. Your daughters and sons will be going home. Help them to meditate on this word that you showed them mercy. You showed them mercy. You showed them mercy. Let it ring in our life all the days as we live on this earth in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Abba Father. Glory and honor be given unto you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray that we share the grace together. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of Jesus Christ, forevermore. Amen. And surely, your goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. We will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you all in Jesus' name.